Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Girls Talk Wednesday. Just kind of wishing everyone had a good Wednesday evening. Kind of jump on into the program. We're going to jump into the schedule. I think it's about several events that's coming up. Kind of want to briefly talk about them. One being this weekend, March the 9th, got a race over in Lena, Mississippi, for one that's locally from Mississippi. One, there was a little street ET race that I'm throwing along with a little 530 car class, kind of getting a little bit bracket racing out. It will be open for testing and tuning and grudge as well, but kind of wanted to throw that out there. And also coming up March the 30th, we got the season opener out there at Twigs, the bike grudge fest there. Be doing like 6-0 class, stock hand clutch class, and pretty much a lot of grudge racing from what I've been reading online. So we basically just have to see for us with that grudge racing. I know I've spoken with several people and they said that they had some races locked in, and so kind of looking forward to seeing the season open, getting some grudge races started. And also April the 6th be the season opener for Hub City Dragway. We have a bike event down there as well. The class is probably going to be Street ET, and we'll try the Extreme 888 Index for the ones that like to run the classes. I think this will be a nice time to come out and see what kind of you can come out and do. And also, there'll be grudging and testing and tuning as well. So it's kind of making it like a family-oriented thing there where you can do some class racing and some grudge racing as well. I think that's about all that I know of as of now. We'll open up the line and see if anyone else had event or something they wanted to come on and discuss or something. We'll get a few minutes to come out and kind of talk about it. If you want, just press one on your phone and we'll open up your line. Okay, while we're waiting for one to come. Just kind of want to say, man, I've been reading a lot on websites this weekend and a few topics, man. I just kept reading. For us with this name calling and all of this stuff, man, do you think this is what's killing the sport of grudge racing, or giving it a bad name, or is it just to hype up a race or what? Because I know sometimes from reading it, it's funny sometimes, then sometimes we're like, it be taken to another level or whatever, for us with the name calling and stuff. So, I mean, for us with people reading this on the outside looking in, I think that a lot of product needs to be cleaned up or whatever. Maybe not. I mean, can I get some opinions from a few people out there for us on your views about this? Because I know that it's called Snack Shack or whatever, and people are talking, but, you know, I think sometimes it goes overboard, and just wish they would kind of smooth it off, kind of, you know, because I just don't want to see things get blown out of proportion. Like I said, it is a Snack Shack, so you are entitled to say what you want to, but maybe one or two of y'all can chime in and just, you know, kind of give me an outlook on it. Is this really a way of running a race off, or is it really trying to bait a person where they want? Maybe the race is trying to sort of bluff method or whatever into it. I'm sure a few of you may have some comments on it. I see a lot of people listening. And you don't have to really say your name or whatever if you wanted to say something about it or give your opinion. I mean, I won't try to put you on blast or anything. I'm just trying to get an understanding. Is this a way of some type of strategy or something or what? Because I'm looking from all this talking and stuff, I'm looking for some racing really to go there and out the woods, because, I mean, you've done all the talk and none. Actually, it's time to do all the work. So, I mean, what's your opinion? And if not, we'll kind of move along on to another topic. But I think that was a nice one really to talk about briefly. Right. I'm seeing that my rock race, I forgot about that in the 24th. Do we have anybody from the South that's planning on making the trip up to the My Rock series? Or do we have anybody that's really got some races locked in for some grass races for that race? Like I said, I've read a few comments out there where I know the Dream Team was talking about going up to do battle. Or do we have anybody else from this end that's planning on making the trip up to Rockingham on the 24th, up there to the My Rock race? I know for one myself, I'm trying to make plans to go, so probably be my first opportunity to get up there this year to attend the race. But I kind of want to see what the Dream Team going to do once they get up. All right, I still think everybody is still warm, waiting. No comments. I think the grudge talk thing now is a real exciting topic to talk about, because, like I said, I just kind of want to see what the people from the outside views are or whatever, because I know it's one topic. It went from like 10,000 views maybe to 15, and I want to say it's up to about 20-something within 2 days. So I know that's a touchy subject, and so we're just trying to figure out what's your intake. Should it stop, or should people just calm down, or just continue to do what they normally do on there? Give a couple more. And also for the guys, I have one more announcement to make. May the 11th over in Dallas, Texas, for any of your Holly guys that lives within the Texas community on the outskirts or has a cruiser, there will be a Holly Davidson race over in Dallas Raceway, May the 11th. Everything from top fuel Hollies all the way down to street ET class, though. More information will be kind of posted out there for you. Just kind of want to make that last announcement. Also, Hub City, May the 8th, there will be another bike race going on down there. I kind of want to bring that out as well. On all the details, I know there was a Street ET class and maybe some grudge racing. So hopefully somebody from that camp can chime in tonight or sometime before then and kind of give a brief description about the race as well. Down there, and I want to say Dano, True Entertainment, has a race also, but I'm going to have to really get with him because I know it was scheduled with a race April the 6th, but I don't see it out there anymore. So between now and then, I kind of give an update on that. I won't throw nobody off. If that's not the case, we've got another topic here we want to come up with. Any races that you guys want to see this year come up in, because I have a few myself. And I guess I will start it off to saying that I would like to see a rematch between the Dream Team and Custom Cut, for one thing, maybe part of the mid-season of the year. But I would like to see that rematch. I would also love to see my team Solar House Racing in a grudge match. I'm not going to really touch on the subject or nothing now, but just kind of started off. Anybody else want to see their wish list? No more races. Okay, we got one here. 9206. Your line is open.
If y'all probably want to fight this nigga for real.
Hello, 9206. Your line is open.
Foul.
9206. Your line is open.
Fucked it over the ugly ass.
All right, let's try it again. 9206, your line is open.
Is it?
Okay. Any more people that's got a wish list of the races that they would like to see this year? And maybe we can invite the two parties on. Let's see, can we get this lined up? I don't know about a lockup or whatever, but at least we can try to get the ball rolling and perhaps get two best owners on here and see if we can go on and make it happen. Okay, we have another caller here. 246. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't want to say my name, so I'm just stating what I would like to see this year. I would like to see some of those, you know, big bikes like 51 and Hairbuster race somebody or race each other. Cobra Commander, some of the big bikes in the game. I mean, because it seems like, you know, Custom X and Tackle Ball's the only one that's running somebody. No, I don't know. I really want to see some of the big guys out there. Maybe if they give a Custom X something, maybe he can race somebody like Headbuster. Maybe if Headbuster give him something. What you think, Chris?
Well, I'm sure somebody from Headbuster Camp or whatever would chime on and answer that one for you.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? There's plenty more bikes out there that really hadn't been named, and the people want to see race. I was hoping a few more callers kind of chimed in and kind of give us an outline or something and see if we can, you know, have the parties to come on.
I wouldn't mind trying, you know, Katrina or Soup Bone on Camp, some of them bikes out west out that way. You know, I wouldn't mind trying some of them bikes, you know.
Right.
You know, but I'm not going to spend the whole year trying to race the Dream Team.
Right.
I'm not going to spend the whole year. I mean, but the first Fat Oscar race, we can get it on. Now, if that's when you want to see it, if they arrange it, we can do it the first Fat Oscar race.
Right.
Yeah, we can actually do it.
Hope nothing else is going on around that time, because I definitely want to put about four cameras on bikes. You probably put two on your bike and put two on tackle box and then bike the camera.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Chris, hold mm-hmm. up. Okay, you already know what the color, grass is, right? You know how asphalt
right.
looks. Why do you want
right.
to put two cameras on his bike? Because that's all you're going to be seeing is grass, because he's going to be filming behind it. I'm going to be in front of him. That's the only thing you're going to pass that asphalt.
Okay. Well, I got you.
That's it. The same thing that everybody saw last time. I seen a picture up on Facebook of the Ghost Rider bike. I don't know who owns that bike, but did you see that picture, Chris?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't on Cycle. I did too see that picture.
Yeah, and it had a big old HPP on the bike. That bike reminds me of cocaine so much. I hope they ain't got nothing to do with it.
You got a point.
Yeah, I mean, those bikes look the same. Yeah, they look the same. But I'm willing to do that race, the first bout off the race, if they're willing to do it. But, it's whatever they say. I talked to Tackle Boss last night, and we couldn't come to no agreement about a race with that all motorbike, so. You know, he spazzed out and hung up the phone on me. I don't know.
I got
you. You know how I talked about you. He wasn't on his meds, so.
Well, let me ask you something else, too. What's the status on the Angola situation race? I know a lot of people still want to see that race.
I talked to Miller earlier this week about a car, some kind of race car somebody wanted to buy. But anyway, he said he's willing to come to Valdosta, so. I mean, I'm willing to set it up that first Valdosta race, and let's do it. I mean, and he can bring his number one stunner with him too.
Okay. All right. I got you. We got another caller real fast. Let me open up to that 5051. Your line is open.
It's Neil.
5051. Your line is open.
It's me. It's Chris. Neil. It's Chris. I mean,
okay, what's going on? Oh, okay.
I call me, you, and you, me.
I got you, man. What's going on with you?
Man, a little bit of nothing.
Okay, I got
call you. To see what's shaking, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what we got here. We got another caller here, 8144. Your line is open.
Yo, Chris. Yo.
I can hear you. I don't know if he can.
Yes, Neil?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike. I just heard that boy call me the number one stunner. Were you talking to me?
I don't know, man. I ain't hear none of that. See?
I don't know. He's talking about talking to Miller. Taking back his number one stunner. I'm trying to make sure he's going to give him a stunner. He, like I told him, I was over there wrong for him. I ain't no stunner. He made me go by like I told him.
Man,
okay,
man.
Sorry about
man.
That guy's lost connection.
Hey, Chris,
hey.
Why old boy on the phone? I ain't really going to say nothing, so I'm gonna just be quiet while he on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to get no competition.
Like I told you,
man.
I see
because, I mean, you know, the topic that you started off with, talking about the name calling and stuff, you know, that's a real big issue, you know, when it comes to name calling. And y'all, now, Chris, if you remember the last time he was on the line, he said, he screamed out, "Yo mama," and hung up the phone.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I hung up.
I'm trying to talk reasonable.
Yeah.
Now, I think, you know, far as like...
We can best on that.
Now, see, this is what I'm trying to speak on the topic. I'm not trying to argue with you.
Keep my name out your mouth, boy.
I'm not trying to argue with you tonight.
I'm trying to bust your head wide fucking open.
But anyway.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Now, Chris, see, that's what you don't need on the show. You need to
about this show.
You know, you need to mute him because
you know what?
On a professional level, you're far from it. The name calling is uncalled for, bro. You really showing your true colors. You showing your true colors. The reason why you ain't on TV no more.
I'm good. I used to fight every day. Yeah, you're right. I'm showing my true color.
You're showing your true color.
I'm a Negro, and I love to fight.
Yeah, you love to fight. You're right.
You want to do it on the racetrack without him, you can do it.
You're right. I understand you. Your feelings.
You don't understand. You're supposed to see it. You can't have it with the hands or with the whatever. Now, Chris, let me tell you something. That race, Gola, Chris, would never see that race. I ain't going to let you get a word in. I'm going to keep it 100 with the little faggot dreadlock wearing ass. When I see him, I'm going to cut them bitches off.
Okay, I hope you know. Everybody here, you throwing them threats.
Me and you, that's a promise. We ain't got to see each other. You can just put your gloves on. If you want to put your gloves on, get best of money. We can get it on like that.
All right, bro. Okay. Remember what you're saying now. We got another caller here, man.
We're going to go on and open up the lines. You all, hold on for 1 second. 3365 when your line is open.
Hey, what's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, you're supposed to be muted, that dude, man. You just had a long conversation about that foolishness.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Chris.
I really don't care who he is. You know, his name, what he about, man, that just damn one ain't right. You supposed to be muted him. I don't care who he is.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, I don't even know why. I'm trying to talk to Joe back.
Just tell that faggot keep my name out of his mouth when I see him.
The man ain't saying this. He ain't say your name at all. He just said number one stunner. He ain't call you no faggot, no nothing.
And then everybody know the number.
You're damn wrong, man.
The number one stunner is the top dog. I actually gave him props. Yeah. I said the number one stunner. I didn't say nothing out the way. And he going to come over here and call me. Bro, let me tell you something, man. I'm not even going to agree.
Don't go there with him. Stay calm.
Don't go there with him.
We got another caller, man. We're going to go on and open up the lines. 8670. Your line is open.
Custom Cuts, cut all that good shit out.
8670, your line is open.
Custom Cuts.
Yo, what's up, man?
What you want to do for the hug race?
Oh, man, I ain't coming back that way until, let me see, I got that. See, the March 30th race, see, if I come to that hug race, that's going to be right after. That's going to be the week after, so I can't really dedicate myself to no race over there. I got to do that race March the 30th, and, you know, it's just, you know, up in the air after that, man. You know, and I'm going to tell y'all this now. All jokes aside, you know, I do this for fun. I don't have to do this. But when it starts getting on a level like that, you can't expect nobody to travel under them kind of conditions right there. Because one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to protect myself. I may clown around, but I don't clown when somebody throws threats at me like that. So in order to come over there to Mississippi and Louisiana, I got to feel like I'm going to be safe over there. I wouldn't invite nobody over here to Georgia if I don't threaten them. Because at the end of the day, I expect everybody to protect themselves. And I'm not coming over that way because I'm not going to put myself in no predicament to go to prison. I'm not going to do it. It's just racing. It's a hobby for me. It's just fun. That's it. I'm not going there with y'all. I mean, the name calling, that's one thing. And I joke a lot, and I don't never take it. I may call you overweight or something, but I don't talk about your mama. I don't throw no threats. I don't cuss you out. I mean, you show up at the track, it's just like we just met. I mean, I don't understand that, man. I mean, this junk getting too, nah.
Well, that was the reason why I was talking about it early part of it on his website stuff, too, man. I think it needs to come to a cease as well for it, you know, kind of slack up a little because it's beginning to the point where it's getting too serious and stuff, man, and you don't really need that for this sport.
And Chris,
that website stuff, too, that, you know, like I was reading out there, all of this, man, if you're going to, you know, talk, just go on and sell it in the water box, man, and be through with it. And afterwards, shake hands and move on.
But true. Chris, you got to understand when a person know his goose is cooked, the only other way he going to resort to getting you out your game is fight or threats or this and that. If I know a guy got the upper hand on me in a race, I'm not going to start talking about his mama or start threatening. I'm going to say, hey, man, I can't beat you. I mean, you got the fact I cannot beat you today, but I'm not going to take it to that level just to throw him out of his game because you don't know what's going on in his head. You don't know what's going on in his head. So, you know, the level of disrespect and all that talk, man, it need to be just kept out of grudge and, you know, nah.
Well, maybe if all of us would kind of just, you know, stop doing it and just see how much more clean it probably would get, you know, and see if any more races and stuff would go off. I mean, just not blaming that caller that called in, but I mean, for all the girls races with all this name calling and stuff, man, maybe if we all, you know, say, well, we'll just try to just talk this out like level people and, you know, go on and lock the race in and race, and like I said, at the end of the night, whatever, shake hands and move on, man.
I think that'd be the best thing because, you know, that's why a lot of the spectators, fans, don't see a lot of races because of the name calling and all the other stuff besides racing that goes on. You know, so, you know what, I'm going to take it. Y'all hear me tonight. I'm going to take it upon myself to call everybody by their name, whatever site name you got on the Internet. That's what I'm going to call you by unless I know you personally. But, you know, name calling, I'm going to start now. It starts right now with me. I'm going to stop it. So if anybody I offended by calling them a name or calling them the king of racing or oversized, I apologize. I apologize. So if I can do it, everybody else can do it.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that now, man. We got a call here. I'm going to go on and open up the line 2640. Your line is open.
What up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hello? What's up with you, Chris? What's up with y'all fellas, man?
Not too much what's going on.
Nothing but the raindrops.
Where is it? So what's going on down in the any updates on the purple rain bike yet or still?
It should be ready on the 20th or Central Day, Central event.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I heard out the horse's mouth today.
Okay. That rain is still on the street tire. You going up to a slick, are you?
Stop trying to let my cat out of the bag.
Okay, I got you. and when are you revealing this? You said what date you revealing this?
It'll be out by the 20th. The 20th of that event.
Okay.
Yes, sir. To do some running this year, plenty of running. Street tires, first of all.
Okay.
So all you street tire boys out there, y'all get ready. All you street tire boys out there.
I think you let the cat out the bag.
I do. I wanted to let the cat out the bag. You I didn't want him to let my cat out the bag. I want to let my own cat out the bag.
Nitrous are all.
You know I'm a Cavs man.
Okay.
I drive a Steeler, but I like to burn Cavs.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Sound like a church mouse in here, man. It's so quiet, man.
Yeah, where the church man was always kind of quiet, man. But we're just trying
to
keep
things up, man.
Yeah. And then on the website as well, man. And we can, you know, start calling everybody and stuff out the name and kind of keep it clean, which I know it probably won't be possible. But I mean, if we can start somewhere, maybe we can clean this up.
Yeah, you're right. It is getting out of hand. Really is getting out of hand.
Now, Chris, are you willing to give out a pass? I need just one pass to call somebody something when I beat their head in. Tackle Box, the Dream Team, when I see y'all again, I beat y'all head in. I need to be allowed to call those guys a loser. Now, I need to be allowed to call them the loser. Because, I mean, Chris, come on now. That's not really a name calling. If they lost the race, they are a loser. Am I correct?
Well, the best my advice to you, if you decide to run those guys over again, man, if you beat the race, do whatever you normally do for us with your pit crew pulling you back around to the stage lane, man. Pull to your truck. Let him pull to his. And you need a video interview or something, do it by video, man. Don't go up in nobody's face really saying nothing to them, man. If you got to walk up to you and want to shake your hand about it, leave it alone.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you know, my celebration is done right at the scene of the crime, at the start line. Purple Rain can attest to that. You saw me. The moonwalker. Yes, sir, the moonwalk on VHT.
Yep. So I'm just trying to give you some advice, man. So don't go out there that moonwalking down no track or whatever. Just like I say, if the man wants to take your hand, just move on.
Yeah, you're right, Chris, because, you know, you do have a lot of soul losers out there, especially when they get drilled down the quarter.
Well, see, that's it, man. You just, come on, you said you was going to straighten up tonight, man.
Yeah, you, man, it's like, come on, man, the first day of rehab, this is like rehab for me. I'm
going to have to stay on you, man, because I'm trying to clean your act up a little, man, because, like I said, this stuff is getting too blown out of proportion. You've been doing good this week. You haven't been saying a whole lot online. You've been kind of quiet or whatever, so that.
I had a stomach virus. I'm about over it, though.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right, Chris. Okay, I'm gonna play the good guy. I'm gonna be quiet. I just listen.
Well, I'm not really saying to get out your ball game or whatever, but I mean just slack up a little. I mean.
Yeah, I do go a little hard on. I'm gonna slack
but
up.
Chris, you kind of have some kind of trash talk in the game, though, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Smack one of the players in the mouth recently. So you gotta have some trash talk in the game, bro. That's the only thing
And you know what, bro? And you know what, Purple Rain? I think I'm the cleanest trash talker.
You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't take it though, man. I mean, for people that don't know him or whatever, so
they just can't take it from him, huh?
Right. And so,
the only thing wrong with that, fellas, I'm gonna tell y'all that they can't take it from me because I actually would stand up and I actually would race. I'm not going to race when they want me to race. I'm going to race when I want to race. You know, and that's one thing about it. Now, Purple Rain, you was down there when I got my head beat in by cocaine. They talked about me. They picked at me, and I took it. But you got to be willing to accept that when you on the other foot now.
Right. Yeah, you do, but right. You also, too, have to be the better man to say, well, look, I'm not going there with them. You know, kind of walk away from it, man, because.
It's like, nah, we all grown, but you got to know what words and what words not to say.
Right, you do, but at the same time, you know, other people take things different away from some people say. So therefore, you just
but it, be honest. They ain't got no business in this game.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. But I'm gonna tell you, Chris. A lot of people take me for like a clown. But let me tell you, so I'm suited up and booted up at today. So I mean, ain't nobody gonna. I'm telling you, dog. Just because you see one thing, don't let it fool you now. Don't let. And I'm not talking about me, cause I don't fight. I don't shoot. I just race and ride. That's all I do. But I got a whole bunch of kinfolks that support me and want to see me win. And if a man's going to get mad just because I trash talk and I overcame the odds of that race, then he's a sore loser. Because I'm going to tell you, now, I'm going to tell you one thing that I got in this grudge, one lesson I was taught in this grudge game. Be able to take a win. A loss just as good as you take a win. And I can take a loss. I can take a loss. Because when Dream Team beat my head in, I came back 2 weeks, and I avenged it. And I was celebrating. I was celebrating. I mean, but it's
true.
A lot of sore losers. This is the thing. It's a lot of sore losers out there. The game ain't really messed up. It's just the people that lose that's messing up. That's
all
it.
Right, let me back up because see that sentence you just said, it's all right, but see like the word and see what it is from a person suffering from myself on the outside looking in as that last statement you said. So a loser, see some people a person could be out there listening saying, okay, he must be talking about me or whatever. Maybe if you have this reworded that to say, well, there are a lot of losers out there and leave it at that rather than putting the word sore in there, then you know, kind of ease up on yourself. There's a lot of keywords that you put in and stuff too to kind of start and so. And I'm not trying to get on nobody's case or anything about it, but I'm just trying to, you know, help ease this stuff up, man. Because like I said, it's getting blown out of proportion. Because this is all about racing and people having fun.
Okay, well, now
they've been
doing this
like this for a long time, man. These newcomers or whatever they are, they need to just step off. They've been trash talking in the grudge game for forever.
Yeah, it has been, but it's.
I mean, I know you're saying it's the way of going about it and certain words you use, you know. Yeah, that's understandable.
Me, myself, I don't care for it. I mean, when I was racing, whatever it be, man, we racing or not. If not, then I just move on, whatever. And so, but,
right,
you know,
right.
Other people have their different strategies and stuff.
Right, like you got some riders that love to be on the keyboards or on the phone, on the radio or whatever, and you got riders that don't even you ain't never heard them on the phone, the radio, or the keyboard.
Right. Yeah,
y'all right about that. That brother speaking the truth right there now.
Yeah. See, hopefully, man, we're going to, like I said, try to stay on top, at least from this show here, man. Like I said, you never know who be listening on here because I was looking at some stats from this show, man. The numbers have skyrocketed as far as the people and the listeners of this show. And so we just don't want to give people an image like, you know, they just coming out here and want to do all this talking and all of this. We kind of want to show the world that, man, this is a grudge radio show that, you know, they talk about grudge racing and we'll see if we're going to get in grudge racing, you know, to have
right. As long as they stick to grudge racing and not people family and all that, it's all good.
Right. Like if someone had a race or whatever and they're trying to get this race to happen, hit me up or send me a message or something saying, man, look, if we can get the owners or something on here, we can go on and see if we can get this thing lined up and see if the race will happen. Like, we got a couple more programs later on. I'm going to invite Steve back on from the Rockingham track to kind of give a, you know, brief opening statement for it, his race and this. So it'd be a lot of, maybe, you know, be wanting to come board and stuff. So we just kind of want to bring up the image. And like I'm gonna stay on you, Cousin Cut, too, man, for that because you gave a thing today saying that you gonna lighten up or whatever. And sometimes when people say something to you, I know it's hard to just, you know, turn the other cheek and go on, but sometimes it just pays your best to be quiet, man. I'm not just picking on you, you know, but I just see where this is going down the road, man. I just, you know, if I can do anything before it's stopping,
yeah.
You know, or just talking to you, yeah. I'm just going to do it, you know. It ain't, like I said, it's not picking on you or anything, but it's...
Right. Right. I mean, look, what you're doing is what's been done to me my whole life. You know, the only thing that you allowed me to do is just when they suffer the loss, I'm going to just beat their head in. That's it. I mean, the gap is going to be that much greater. So whoever want to race, whoever want to, now I'm not talking about anybody, whoever want to race me, just know, since I can't trash talk no more, I'm going to put the gap just a little bit more farther on you at the finish line. Now, Chris, I didn't say nothing wrong.
I understand it, like I'm saying. And you do that, you know, do it in the water box. I mean, that's how you sell it.
You know what?
They line up beside you.
I feel like this. Now, fellas, ladies who's listening, I feel like the next time we have this discussion, it's going to be custom cuts. You beat that man too bad. Now, you know what? We need to slack up. You need to beat him a bike link next time. You need to beat him a bike link.
And the only thing you need to say, the only thing your reply needs to be, say, okay, thank you, and move on. Don't even elaborate on it. I know that's gonna be hard for you to do, but just try, man, and see.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and tell everybody. Custom Cuts will be selling duct tape at the track because I'm gonna put it over my mouth. Cat Williams.
In other words, you said just show up and show out, huh?
Yeah, just go up and let the bike do the talking, man. And you the talk enough noise now, so all the thing you need to do when you line up in the water box or somebody, just let your bike do the talking.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to be hard for you, man, if you win to celebrate. But, I mean, just remember, man. You know, just keep it to a minute.
You're right. You're right. But, Chris,
I'm not just picking on you as well, you know, but while you're on the phone, man, I'm just... Gonna give you some advice, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's gonna be hard for you to do, but this prime example this week on Cycle Bike. You came out there, whatever, and made a few posts, but for the most part, you've been kind of quiet and low key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to play this 007 role this year. I mean,
man, don't play no 007. Just calm down, man, like you've been doing. That's all I ask.
Oh, man. Hey, so I can't say that, Chris?
No, just like I said, and we're going to move on, too, man, because I've said enough tonight on here about four of you. But, yeah, just follow the little pace that you've been doing, man, and let the racer come to you, and you prove it in the water box.
Okay. I'm gonna get off
your foot tonight. Now we don't start talking about some more races and stuff here too. But just try that, man, for a while and see. And if it don't work, just say, man, look, I can't do it. But I think things will ease up
right now
because
he can't do it.
No, I think he can, man. If he just prove it in that water box, man, and just kind of tone everything else out, I believe he will. Yep, I really do. But this time, man, like with the name calling and stuff, this squash, just let it go and we'll just come out the other one, man. Don't say nothing.
Dude.
Like I said, next time, provide an opportunity, you prove it in the water box. We got several callers here, man. We're going to go on and open up the lines. 3356. Your line is open. Let's see. We couldn't get nothing now. 8734. Your line is open. Okay, we got a little technical. Yeah. We're trying to open up those guys' lines. So the hand clutch bike you were talking about bringing up in Swiss. So this is going to be your first time riding a hand clutch bike in a while, isn't it?
Okay, I'm trying to no, I'm scared, Chris. You got me scared. I'm scared to answer that question. Okay, hold on, hold on. I got it. No, it's not, Chris. I have wrote a hand clutch before. Okay. Chris, we actually going to Albany, US 19 this weekend to try to back out.
Okay.
We definitely going to bring it on. It's a star race in high booster that they just let out the shop. So we're going to test it at US 19 on Saturday, and we're going to bring it to the hand clutch shootout. And I really think if we don't take first place, we're going to be in the top three.
When is the hand clutch shootout supposed to be at?
This is going to be over in Tweaks, March the 30th.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. I got something for that.
Trying to set the rules up, basically, stock hand clutch, we're going to allow you to run lockups, but no funny clutches or whatever. There's been a little discussion about that, and so we're just trying to make it fair for the smaller guy. Yeah, street tie and no longer than 74 inches.
Okay.
We will have a tech person there to kind of check to make sure one of them kind of sneak no modified, you know, no haze or anything in on it. On the class, so to kind of make it fair.
Gotcha.
Should be a nice little event.
Oh,
hand clutches. So, what was that, customer?
I read, you know, since we're talking about that internet stuff, I read something on there about. They were talking about as far as the track booking and not. You know, it was a post out there. Some people were talking about the track wasn't hooking last time they was up there. Can you enlighten us on that a little bit, Chris?
Well, I've invited some big time cars to come there as well, and I was on the phone with the some people that was there at the track this past weekend. I think it was 50 and maybe 40-some degree weather. And so those cars, which I know that's like day and night as far as the you know, car or a bike compared to a car type, but if the car can hit in 50-some degree weather, I don't see no problem or see why they can't have the track ready for bikes in a much more warmer temperature. I've expressed that concern with the track owner, and so,
yeah.
I mean, I can only suggest it and you know, ask them to have the track working in that condition, so that was my purpose of having a car to come out there, well, a few cars as well, that make some pads down the track.
Yeah.
Kind of help ease as far as the track curing for that day.
And
then even for the Hub City race this coming weekend, we came up with like a 530 class to have for the bikes as well, you know, to have some type of rubber traction on to have. And for the Hub City race as well, you know, we're going to have cars there to make some passes. And I know car class and things, but a few friends that I've invited over to come, so.
Yeah.
We'll just keep the track warm.
Right. We're hoping by then it should be up in the upper 70s, something by then, too.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be 73 down here this weekend down here in Georgia, so, I mean, we should be good to go. But now, I want to personally say to everybody out there that last time we did a tweeze race. I mean, it rained us out, but Chris was there early prepping the track with the track team. They was working on the track, and we actually walked down the track, and the track seemed pretty good to me. I never had any problems in tweeze. I got my second win on Caesar in tweeze due to a red light, but hey, I get it the way I can get it, but yeah, the track was looking. I mean, I have no problem with it. I'm going to run Eddie Kane at the race, and I'm just tuned to the track. If it's not looking, I'm just tuned to the track. If I got to do a 6-0, I got to get down the track.
Well, if it's not, somebody just find myself or either Eric or either tell the track official that the track is not up to standard and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want nobody to just let something linger for the problem or something that they're having. So definitely speak up and and say something.
Yeah.
I'm refreshing in the board here, so if I lose contact of you, just don't panic. Like we're having a little issue here tonight with the board, so just bear with me. Whatever happened with the cheetah race?
I don't think that was a good move for me. I'm here to say that I made a move that I shouldn't have made. I think I got in over my head. That bike is super fast. That bike is super fast. I can't beat that bike, letting that bike leave. We need to run head up. And due to that, I don't think we're going to run. But that Eddie Kane race, if Eddie Kane, we talked on the phone. Chris, you was on the phone. If he locked in that race the week before the race and he comes, I guarantee a show. It's going to be a show.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what Chris was talking about, talking too fast.
Yep, exactly.
Talking out of anger.
I don't understand what you're saying. I thought I didn't call nobody out their name. I just said,
I
guess.
No,
it
was just how you jumped.
When you jumped on that cheetah bike, somebody he got to hit and was talking about the bike and all that.
I didn't say that wrong. I said the bike is super fast. I can't do nothing with the bike.
No.
That's not what he's trying to say. Last week when you made the comment about the cheetah bike out there, and then went out there and said you're going to get the cheetah bike to break. For the ones that's trying to call in, with working on trying to get this board back up. So, just like I said, again, just bear with me on that. Let's try this now. Huh?
I found out that the bike had nitrous on it because I can't give it a break. I mean, that's what somebody told me. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Guys, we got the board back up. So, let me go on and open up these lines. 3356. Your line is open.
CC,
your line is open.
CC.
Yes, sir.
CC.
Yes, sir, Kang, sir.
Eddie going to tear a hole in your ass.
Wow. I'm hurt.
Chris, hit him.
Mute him.
Hey, you can cuss me out all you want to, buddy. You can cuss me out. I ain't going to get mad.
You just hurt my feelings.
Hey, for real though, we got to get our boosters up so we can see you. You know, we got a date too, man.
So when is our date, Alex?
Whenever.
Well, you handle them guys up there first. I mean, you and Possum done joined up, and I'm going to handle the Dream Team. They got like 4 or 5 bikes this year, so I'm going to knock him out the box again. And, I pick on you a little bit. But, I mean, like you told me last year.
Hey, anytime you will cut somebody out, call me fat, whatever you want to. I don't get mad. I ain't going to take it personal.
Right.
But you know I got a mouth, too. That's all you need to remember. But them damn white boys, Dream Team, they can put down that dream. But they're going to dream they had their ass up here.
But you gave me an order last year. You told me to get those white boys, and I fulfilled that order. I got,
you got
that,
them,
order.
Dog.
I that order.
You got them. You got them, and I got to be quiet. But I'm just telling you that we want the motherfuckers. Chris.
Y'all
we may have
what race,
oh, here,
what
let me,
race can we come give you a show for that we can get them white boys?
Hey,
I show hate that I couldn't get the motherfuckers in Black History Month. That's when I really want them.
Alex, I think Chris wants to talk to you. Chris, you got something to say now?
Yeah.
I don't care what Chris says. I respect his show, but I'm obnoxious too. But when they call me, whatever they want to call me, they don't get mad. That's all I'm telling you, Chris.
I
can't say nothing about Black History Month. They got 11 months. Let us get the one with the shortest days.
We will hold that thought there. What you all got? We got one caller here been on hold here for a while, so I'm going to give him an opportunity. 0853. Your line is open. Yeah. The system must be running slow tonight, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
You gonna bite my head off? Man, you know I'm about to man. I am who I am. If I'm any other way, worry about me. But if I'm like this, I'm who I am. But Coffee Cup, that's my buddy. I like him. Yeah. But we're gonna tear his ass up.
Thank you. But you know what? You know,
hey, it's crazy, man. Hey,
yeah.
I love the junk talking, man. It,
thank you.
It's to me, man.
Now, Alex,
a lot of people can't take it, though.
Alex, I know.
And the ones I find out can't take it, I just ease on off. I don't like the thug talk because I used to be a thug. You know what I mean? But that ain't cool. That land you somewhere where you wish you hadn't did what you did. So I feel like I can be a better man, have fun, because this track stuff is not how I pay my bills.
Right.
So, you know, I don't care nothing about that. So if you have a bad attitude, don't meet your shit, don't start with me.
The track is a bill.
Yeah. But see, the only reason why some people take it that way, and you got to understand.
Hey, I'm going to tell you though, CC, this is the only thing bothering me. I got them up. Chill zones. He's not going to run no damn body, but he talks shit. It tears my nerves up. Yeah.
Right.
he really bothers me. Now, if you're going to go ahead, argue with me all day long, and then set my ass up and take my money, then so be it. You did it.
Right.
Well, we hoping to see some racing from out of him on the 30 because we're going to hold him accountable to that.
Yeah.
He said that 30, he's going to show at least 2 or 3 races. So after the 30th, if you don't do that, then, you know, you got to do what you need. But until then, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to go off of what he said on Cycle Bike. So maybe until the 30th, we will definitely know. I mean, he did show up down at State Capitol because he shocked me because when I was walking around in the staging lane, I looked up and, I mean, that was the dude out there with his bike in the staging lane. So that kind of shocked me, which I had a gut feeling that he was coming. You know, just wanted to kind of pop up on people. But at the same time, the guy did, you know, show up at the event. I don't know what all went, you know, afterwards for us with him and Big Rod race. I know Big Rod was running in that heavy hitter class and the bike started smoking real bad down on the other end. So we found out later that he had blown his bike up. So I don't know, you know, after then, was there another bike Rob was going to ride or whatever to race him. But, you know, both people did show up at the track. So that's the spot for the cream of two of them.
You know what, Chris, a lot of times, yeah, when you coming from out of town, this is a lesson for Killzone. A lot of times when you show a person a little too much, they'll make any excuse to get out the race. And everybody knows you can't argue with a man that say his bike is blowed up. You can't argue with a man that. Yeah, that's why I like coming off the truck or like me at Tackle Boss race. We locked in. One shakedown, we got to do it. If we don't do it, you lose your money. I mean, that's hardcore grudge racing right there. Get to the track, make one shakedown. I don't care how it looks. Next run, the grudge run. That's hardcore grudge racing. And you know what? The reason why a lot of people got stuff against me because I put you to the test when I race. I either I'm short to the track and call you out or I'm going to sit there and not say nothing to you. I mean, when I first met Alex at the track, he was talking trash. You know, I said, Alex, nice to meet you, but we still, and Alex can still say that we chopped it up and we had a good time. We had a good time in North Carolina. So, Killzone, if you want people to believe in you, when you show up March the 30th in Georgia, call somebody out and run them. I don't care who it is. Call me out. I may just let you beat me to get some props. I mean, ain't nobody going to believe that you really beat me, but, I mean, I may just let you beat me. I mean, I'm sorry.
Killzone 6 is pretty good, so
He'd be interested.
Yep.
And I don't know why he just put all the marbles on the table down there his first pass, but I guess it was either all or nothing. I mean, seemed like he would have gotten some races, but I mean, you know, to each his own, or their strategy. But I tell you, it should be a good race. Definitely a good race.
Ain't nothing fast out that way, Chris. That's the reason why he did it. That's the reason why nobody didn't draw on him. Ain't nothing
fast.
No,
it was some killers. It was some killers over there. I got to admit to that as well. It was some bikes.
Okay.
Bikes there too.
Okay, if Caesar, Eddie Kane, Air 51, and all those big bikes at the track, Cobra Commander, somebody going to run somebody. Okay, you're not going to sit here and tell me, Chris, you had Katrina over there. You had about four or five different grudge bikes, and didn't nobody run anybody? Come on.
Well, my thing is this. None of the big-name people did.
It be like that.
I managed to get races, but you did have people that's coming up in the ranks. And I'm not going to say small-time people, but there were plenty of grudge races that took place at that race. The names just wasn't the popular names that going to be out there, but it was plenty of races.
Yeah.
And so I even changed the rules where you was making single passes to not even do that anymore. You had to run down the lane beside someone, so that would help kind of cut off that going out there wanting to test and stuff. Running with another bike. I mean, as far as the people that was up there in the stands or whatever, still, you know, they didn't know what was going on. They just got a chance to see two bikes go down the track side by side with each other.
Right.
Yeah, it was definitely some racing taking place.
Now I want to ask the callers that's online right now that's already on press one. Do y'all feel like I'm taking it overboard in this grudge racing, fellas? I mean, you know, I'm asking. I mean, you know, straight up. Do y'all think I'm taking it overboard? Do y'all think I do more talking than racing, or I do my share of racing? And I want to know.
Well, before they do that, like I said, it's bored. We still having some issues with it, so I'm not able to connect with anybody yet. But as we speak, I'm working on the system as well. So.
Oh, okay.
When we can get it back up fully, I can go on and open up the lines for the call.
Okay.
But I would. Yeah, you still on. It's been on, I'm still on. I would say this, Mertia, because it's first time and it's not picking at you, man, that sometimes things are taken overboard, not just saying you.
Right.
I mean, I just think maybe if a lot of people just take one step back. You know, before you speak and type on that website, that I think we would get a chance to see a whole lot of more races.
You just said a mouthful.
Yeah.
Mhm. Because a person like myself, if I had you know, anything that was fast or whatever, something, I wouldn't say nothing, man. I'd just show up at the track and race.
Yeah, right. Because everybody talking like they fast, but they ain't racing.
But right. See, y'all, you know, one predicament that I'm in, it was somebody else that owned this bike before me. So everybody in the world know what this bike could do. But now all of a sudden, since I bought this motorcycle, it's slow. I got one of the world's best mechanics working on my bike. I got one of the world's best riders riding the bike. And that's myself.
No, it's not so much of that custom cut. What it is that when you go out there and speak, I'll pick up on your little strategy that you do. And I'm not going to blow your cover anything on here tonight about it. But you know what you do. And I think that a lot of people just can't take the approach that you take towards the racing. Man, maybe if you just, like I said earlier, if you just take one step back, man, when people jab at you, and if something that somebody say to you aggressive and you feel like you got to come back with something to prove your manhood or whatever, just back, you know, just don't say anything. And you can get a whole lot more accomplished by not saying anything versus trying to bounce back and say something to get this other person all been all out of shape. I mean, I know this work because I've had it happen to me. I mean, when people do that, I don't really try to go there to be no aggressive person or whatever, but when I see things like that, I just kind of walk away. Now, if they put your hands or something on me, that's a different story or whatever, but until then, you know, just kind of tone it down, man. Not, like I said, not only talking to you two, that goes for pretty much, you know, everybody, so I'm not on here picking. But,
Go ahead.
No, we got this line here fixed, I think. 0853, your line is open.
The phone just got disconnected.
Okay. 8623. Your line is open. All right. 0678. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, fella?
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, what time that race start up in Macon on the 30th?
I want to say the gate's probably going to open around 9 or something. Race is not going to start until 12 or 1. Don't put me on it, but what I do is call you and let you know, because I'm not in front of the camera or anything for us this time on it, but I want to say the race is starting at 1.
Okay. They running up there, what, about 11 at night?
Yeah, 11 or 12 is racing, continuing on. However late that, you know, they keep the track open, we keep the track open. It's nothing that far as sitting down, no track early or anything.
Okay.
As long as there's racing, something going on, we will keep the track open.
Okay, well, that's what's up. That's what's up right there. And, hey, Jerry.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, I done been where you at, man. I don't do it no more, man. I just let it be what it is, you know. I just take the bike and do it, you know. I don't do all that trash talking. But when it gets to the name calling, I can't take it. I had a little motto. My little thing was I got high blood pressure. So before I let you talk and make me fall out of stroke, have a stroke, I'm just going to knock you out. Then I had to grow up and just let it be what it is, man. Just leave it by racing.
Well, it'll sound like in your interview you just said, man, your best bet is to get to that point, man, just hang the phone up.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't even entertain it, man.
Exactly. And let's just keep it by racing because it gives us something to do on Wednesday nights now, you know.
Right.
So let's take advantage of it and have some fun with it. Nobody pay their bills this way. At least I hope they don't.
No.
I ain't never seen a job where you spend more money to get a little bit back, because that's what we all doing. Ain't nobody getting no hell of a lot of that back, you know?
Yeah, but
what's the race for?
You know what, Keel, I'm going to tell you something now. I mean, Hillside, I'm going to tell you. When you think you're a diamond and I figure out that you really a cubic zirconian, you know, you're going to get mad at me. And I think somebody tonight really found out that they was really a cubic. And that's all.
See,
that's
there
all,
you go again, Coach. See what I'm talking about, man. I'm not.
What's Chris? Ain't nothing wrong with that right now.
No, it's
ain't
not.
No
but
wrong
see,
with that.
I mean, the matter of the fact is that the person, this thing is happening tonight. So let's just squash that and just move on, man. And stop shooting lit gas or whatever. So I'm trying to build that flame up, man. See, I'm.
True.
I mean, just leave it alone and move on, man. I mean, and
that's a person. Leave that alone. Yeah, because you already know he can't take it. Already know he can't take it, so don't even
leave him alone. Right.
Don't even entertain him.
Okay, back to Twigs. You got the 225 pounders up there I can play around with?
Yeah, it's supposed to be some. Wangle said 200 plus pounds. So yeah, I don't know what would be your plus or minus for the weight difference. Would you run somebody 200 pounds?
Yeah,
so
I would
be playing with a hand clutch.
Okay.
You got a hand clutch.
I think some of these boys, they may have hand clutch. Some have some sliders too. So it.
I'll just, About 210. I ain't got no head clutch. I got a slider. But I ain't got no slick.
Okay.
But like I say, I mean, I make it right for you. You know what I'm saying? If you got a head clutch, I feel like I might give you a little something. I'd do a little something.
What about J1000? I thought you was going to run him.
Yeah, me and him had a discussion earlier tonight. We still trying to put something together.
Okay, he can have his hands
on the phone, so I don't want to say too much wrong. You know what I'm saying?
In other words, you putting butter on him. That's it.
No, all I'm saying is the man ain't on the phone. And I mean, we ain't talking about
it. Trust me, he on the phone. Trust me, he's on the phone. Trust me. Yeah,
well, I mean,
I know you listening, Gerald.
Well, like I said, I think he got some races. He got some people. He got his scope set on a few people, you know. So,
yeah. Well, I think his hands gonna be full for this race here.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know, Jared. You might give me the move in the back tire, Nate, the way you say everybody else.
Well, you know what? I'm not gonna step on your toes, but I cannot do that. I cannot do that. I'm not gonna be a sucker. I'm not gonna be a sucker for this year. I'm not giving nobody anything. If you want to run me, run me head up.
I feel you. I mean, like I say, I ain't got nothing to prove with you. I just want to race and have me a little fun and win a little money, you know.
And you know what? Right. Like, everybody on the internet saying my bike is slow, but why everybody begging? Cause they think I'm stupid. Come on.
Well, you know.
No, My thing is,
I ain't never cared nothing about the internet, no Twitter, no Facebook, none of that. My thing is, get in the lane and make it happen. Reality is way more better than all that getting on the computer talking about what you think gonna happen. Just go do it.
Yeah.
I'm like Nike, just do it. You ain't got to talk about it, be about it.
Yeah. And I want to let everybody know I'm filling up nitrous bottles now. I do have a scale. I got the pump, everything. If you need your nitrous bottles filled up at the track, just come to my trailer.
All right, now let me tell you how to say that. Next time, just say if you want your nitrous filled, come holler at me. You ain't got to tell everybody what you're doing.
Wow.
Ain't none of their business.
Wow, I'm like, man, y'all
never let y'all know he got nitrous for sale.
Y'all putting all kind of tags on me tonight, man.
No, man, we just
trying. Wrong way, man. Y'all look too far into stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what it is, man.
It's not that, man. But I don't want to see somebody get hurt in this stuff, man. Over typing it all in. It's not even worth it.
It's not
man,
too crazy for me.
My man Jay was saying he got a scale. He weighs. He's going to be having nitrous. He got a scale. So everybody know, you know.
But
that's going to be weighed up and done right.
But that's the thing with me and Cusser. I can talk to Cusser like that and don't have no problem. When he first met me, first thing he told me was, ain't nobody in no Levi's or Air Jordan's going to outrun me. And I told him, man, you know what? I kind of like the way you said that. You give me something to look forward to. I see you at a ticket booth. I ain't taking it hard. I would have to do what I had to do.
Hey. But you know what, fellas?
Everybody ain't like you. No.
Right. You're exactly right. And I done stepped so far up from the last bike I had that I'm in a lead almost by myself as far as grudging. And when I say stuff, you know, people take it a totally different way. Now, if I had my other bike, people would be calling me out, calling the lines right now, wanting to race me. And he'll say, you know I'm right.
It was the word you just said. So you almost in a league by yourself. See, that's a call-out, man, to people. If I was out there and had a grudge bike and you said that, the first thing I'd be wanting to do is come and prove you wrong, see?
Wait, Chris, what did I say wrong? I said I'm in a league by my – and I think I'm in a league almost by myself.
Well, you ain't going to be that too long. I got an 86-inch slick and slider on the way out now. So you won't be there by yourself too long, believe me. 86, 200-pound rider, slick and slider. You heard it, keep it right. 86. I had to get a CDL to ride. I'm exaggerating. It's 85.
Man, that's too long.
Okay.
Man, you don't hold that thought. Hold that thought for 1 second, man, because we got two calls. They've been on hold for a while, so we're going to open up the lines. It's 12:15. Your line is open. All right. 5-0-5-1, your line is open.
I'm back. I got knocked off line, Chris.
Okay. All right.
The man say,
Hey, Hillside, you got to go through the weigh station with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's 85 inches long. But look, what's the difference? I got an 80 inch with a street tie.
How much I got?
Hey, do you have a Spider-Man suit on when you race that bike?
Spider-Man suit.
What is the first race?
Wait, I don't want to say it, but Purple Rain, can you tell everybody on the line tonight what happened the last time we was in Bad Austin? Can you please tell them the last time we was in Bad Austin? Please.
Purple Rain, you tell that story every week. What is the first race in Bad Austin?
I want to say it's in May, I believe. Maybe
it was.
No, maybe June, I think.
Man, that's a long way.
Yeah. You know what?
Maybe May or June.
Never
but once I find out exactly, I'll broadcast it out here. But I want to say it's in. I want to say June the 1st is the first race.
You know what? June the 1st will be June the 1st will be that nightmare on Elm Street for somebody. Because that's my home track. And ain't nobody coming out there without leaving there. Yeah. I'm not going to say the last part.
I got you.
Well, I think we're going to do a lot of racing this year. I'm going to get in the lane with somebody this year.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
What about that race in Dallas? The
11th
that Custom Cup was supposed to be going,
is
that race still going on?
Yeah, that race is still going on. That's July the
27th. They have two races that same day, right? One at Cranberry, one at Dave Mouth, right? One is at Cranberry, one at Dave
Mouth track. I want to say the 27th, I know that was going to be at Cranberry. That's a quarter mile track, and I don't know if. I heard you with Alex Jumbo there and see when they next over with the Kennedale track, the 8 mile track. I know they got an event on the 11 over there too, but it's a grub fest, so that's the reason why I had a different route because this thing here with the Hollies or something is completely different. So but I don't know about the July. I have to look and see what the schedule is for the July one.
That race on the 11th, I think there's two races that same day. One at the 8 mile track.
Yeah, that May the 11th is that's the first Texas Grubfest race over there in Kennedale, and they like I said, the quarter mile race over where we'll be at will be more the pro mods and the stuff like that. The Nitro Harley bike.
Eat some of it, the chicken and the bread. If you eat one piece of chicken and eat one of them breads, you're good.
Purple Rain, will you mute your phone now?
Purple Rain, I know that, right?
I'm sorry.
Talking about some chicken and some bread.
Yeah, what you eat that? What you eat that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know where you're at,
man.
You know where you're at.
Purple Rain, what you at, Rock? No chicken and weed.
So we got two more. We got several more callers here, man. We're going to try to open up some lines here, man. You all hold what you got here. 0853. Your line is open.
Hey, Purple Rain.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Was no, I didn't want to come in on that dude talking about he got an 85-inch bike. Y'all know that man lying. I can tell you what, because all you got to do is get next to me and in a water box, 200-something pounds, and I'll show you. I don't think you should talk about it until your bike get ready, though, because. Well, one thing about it, I got one already ready. What you want to do?
There we go.
That's a call out, eh? Who is this on the line?
If it's not Grunge Talk Radio, did I call the wrong person? I mean, this
that's
is what
right.
We supposed to do, right? Did I call the wrong person?
That's right.
You ain't said nothing wrong.
I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. That's all it is, man. If I stepped on your toes, then you need to move them out of the way.
You gonna be in serious?
I'm gonna be at
what? Say what?
Where you say I'm gonna be at?
Are you gonna be at Tweed?
Yeah, I'm gonna be at Tweed.
Yeah. All right. Make sure
I'm gonna be at Tweed. I'm gonna be at
Tweed.
Who is this? I don't know. It don't even matter. It don't even matter. If he's 200-something pounds, we could do it.
Kill zone.
I just want to know who it is.
Kill zone.
He said kill zone.
That's who that is? That's Killzone who I'm talking to? Yep. Well, I'm Hillside. If you're 220 pounds Killzone, it is what it is.
I ain't running for nobody.
I ain't running for nobody. Okay. How much you weigh?
I'm about 208.
That don't matter, dog. Like I said, you're 225 pounds. We got a race. But like I said, I see you in tweeds, and if you look like it's something I want to do something with, I ain't nothing to do.
Wait. You backpedaling.
I ain't never backpedaling. No, 220-pound guy going to goddamn race a 150-pound guy with the same setup. That shit don't make sense. The small guys, the people with the small guys ain't on their bike. They ain't got shit to complain about. Ain't nobody going to get them in no way.
And I tell you, dog,
get your small guy.
What happened to goddamn the people used to say goddamn give motherfucker props for goddamn riding their own shit. They don't even say that shit no more.
Because you know what? They don't even ride their own shit. Everybody got to hire somebody.
Hold on. First of all, Custom Cuts got the title to his motorcycle, and I own my motorcycle.
It ain't minute. You don't see me looking for a jockey.
And the same for me, too, Custom Cuts.
Yeah. Ain't no problem with that. But see, it's a lot of props out there. Okay, just take for instance, Lil Richard. He hop on one bike, hop on the next bike, hop on one bike. So, you know, how you gonna really get the true effect of a grudge race if he already know what this other bike doing? You know, he done told the owner of the bike he own.
That's true.
You already know.
You're right.
That's true. And I'm gonna tell you, I know he probably listening, Lil Richard. I know you probably done told everybody the Katrina camp what my bike doing, but that was with a different owner. It don't matter to me. I'ma still race you. I race Teasley. I don't care what your weight is because I got horsepower. Because in that quarter mile, I'ma turn it up. I'ma blow by you or stay in front of you. It don't matter to me. It don't matter. Weight don't matter to me in the quarter mile.
See, now that's what a real grudge race will sound like.
Yeah, weight don't matter to me. Y'all have never heard me say on Grudge Talk Radio how much you weigh or I weigh 150 pounds. I'm going to tell you, it's racing season. I'm crackhead status right now. I'm 151.1.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to complain. You ain't got to complain about no weight. If I had the booster and we had the same setup and shit like that, you think I'm finna got there? I'm 210 pounds and you got damn 150. You think I'm gonna run
but
you?
But take this out, homeboy. You would never know if you got the same because y'all the same milk, got the same tire, got the same name bike. That don't mean you got the same bike.
People know who y'all talk fast.
That's y'all problem. Y'all talk fast. That's why y'all ain't getting no races in. Everybody say they fast. Because you got a booster, he got a booster. You might have a 1441, and he might have a 1601. You never been, y'all set up the same length, same tires, and everything. But you can't see inside his guts.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to tell you, with my old bike, I done overcome the odds a lot of times. But from what I see now, just from my own eyes, and whoever was in bad off the last race last year, Area 51 was struggling at the start line. I could have beat that bike. Cobra Commander and Headbuster. It's all dependent on the day you decide to jump on that man.
That's right. Any given day, somebody could win.
I think, you know what? My bike may be fast, but if you see me struggling, it's all a game. It's all a game. And I'm the coach. If I see you out there struggling, why I'm going to run after a healthy gazelle? I'm going to get the hurt one. You better do your math on me.
Son.
You better do your
well,
last
one. Well, I'm everybody else got game.
My money Lion Custom Cut, why are you giving your technic out, man?
Because you
don't
know what?
Don't worry about that. That's his. That's his. Don't worry about that. Just take it for what it is. You hear him, just put it in your head and go from there. Don't ask him about why he's telling his history. That's his business.
Because I'm gonna tell you, I mean, we got some coming out with DTM that it look just like me. Y'all may think it's me, but when it hit that track, you know it ain't gonna be me. You know it ain't gonna be me. And you know what? Y'all may say I just talk a lot, but pound for pound, I won more than I lost last year. Y'all better do the math. I won more races than I lost, and I don't care. If the man red lighted, that's on him. If Chris Moore ran out of nitrous, that's on him. If cocaine blew up, that's on him.
Well,
that's
look,
all
they
in racing.
They ain't even goddamn stunned none of that shit. They talking about what happened to the other person. That's why you won. Motherfucker ain't gonna get it. Ain't gonna never give you a part any goddamn way.
No, that's
you
right.
You got to have. A big name. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter
right,
what,
yeah.
You really got to have
right.
A motherfucker big like. Whoever talked the most shit on PV, they hated the most. You know, I done got down went toe to toe with 10 motherfuckers at a time. You see what I'm saying? If I win ten goddamn races in a row, motherfuckers still gonna be saying, goddamn, I'm scared the motherfucking race and all that shit. Just like I went down to Louisiana. Goddamn, I ain't popped no race. Now them motherfuckers still saying I'm scared of race. They ain't saying shit about I showed up or no shit like that. Man, shit is crazy.
See, that's what I'm saying,
don't
man.
Worry
hey,
about it. Hey,
but don't worry about it. Just show up and show out. Wherever you go, just show up and
thank
show out.
Thank you.
Don't worry
thank
about
you.
It.
Thank you. Did y'all hear
before you came
time?
On, Killzone, because before you came on, I actually said something to that effect about you. It surprised a lot of people. And, man, when you made your shakedown on that, like you did all, you know, everything that Drugger would do, and I think you're fighting a lot of races off. But at the same time, I mean,
if I knew goddamn motherfuckers gonna think like that shit and the fight was fucking spinning, if I knew motherfuckers gonna think like that because I made one a fucked up shakedown when I already almost wrecked that motherfucker, I know you saw that one in the second goddamn was an IA pad, but goddamn, man, people talk all that shit to me and I get to the fucking track. I mean, some people did introduce themselves, but I know the ones that were talking the most shit that I don't know, I bet they saw me there. That's why I wrote kills on the front of my bike so motherfuckers know.
Thank you.
Like I was on Custom Cut earlier today, and I'm not in on your case either, but I'm just saying now, you just set the pace of what you say you was going to accomplish to do on the 30th. So now the thing I ask for you to do is just sit back in the corner and just watch and just play it from here. And on the 30th, let your bike do the talking for you.
Chris, now, when those other guys get on the line next week and start talking out the side of their mouth, you need to step up.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to interrupt them. Yeah, we will. We will. We will.
You know,
I
feel like this. It's a lot of guys that's out there that stick their chest out like they big dogs. And been calling you on the phone talking about, oh, I don't like the way Custom Cuts talk to me. Now they coming back complaining to you. But I take that junk on the internet and I take it every week on this show. And I don't cuss nobody
right.
out. I don't talk about their mama. I don't talk about their daddy or their family.
Yeah,
and
but a lot of times, be the better man and just walk away. That's about the best advice I can give anybody.
You know what? You're exactly right. I need to be the better man and sell my grudge right because the longest day, as long as I stay in this game and beat heads in, ain't nobody going to be satisfied. And I'm going to bet you this, Chris. If Eddie Kane show up in Twig and I beat him and don't say nothing, it's still going to be somebody that got something to say about it.
Oh, man, that's going to happen anyway, man. But if you show up and beat him, you did what you had to do. Don't worry about what other people
right.
got to say.
Roll your bike around there, stand up on it. Just be quiet, man. Don't say anything. I mean,
you ain't
got to
get props. You did what you did.
Don't
say nothing to him.
Blow it up and leave for all you to accomplish your mission. So
I'm going to tell y'all this right here. I'm not going to say nothing. If I beat Eddie Kane, and y'all know the odds against me, if I beat Eddie Kane, I'm going to bring 10 fine women up there with me, and I'm going to walk up to the starting line. And I guarantee you, they're going to say, Custom Cuts, you shouldn't have did that. You're gloating too much. You're doing something too much. It's just when I do it, people get mad. Killzone, you in the category with me. You in the category with me now. They hate you. They hate you because you're racing.
Well, no, we gonna hold Killzone accountable after the 30th. So he just stated his foundation of what he has to do. So after the 30th, then you can go back on Killzone.
I'm talking about number 8.
Yeah, the man said he's going to lock his bike up until the 30th. So after the 30th, we come back on here and say, well, Killzone, you didn't do what you say you were going
to
do.
Custom Cuts coming to any of the races in Texas?
Yeah, he should be over there on the 27th over there in July.
Hey,
have your hands at him then.
Worldwide, and I'm gonna tell you now, I'm coming.
We're gonna try to come to the East Coast too.
The East Coast, actually,
you coming here?
I did the East Coast thing last year. Let me tell you now, I want to visit the West Coast. I want to visit the West Coast, and after that,
I just
want
to know if you're coming to Texas.
who is asking this question? First of all, who?
Neil.
Yes, I'm coming July the 27th.
I'm the nobody.
You're the nobody. Are you looking to race me? Or are you looking to shake my hand or get an autograph? Or, I mean, what?
Nah, I don't want an autograph. You don't remember me calling me a nobody when I told you I was going to let my nephew race you?
Because
I'm big, because I'm heavy.
I have so many fans and so many supporters out there. I mean, I don't remember you, but I guarantee you.
That's cool. Just if you come to Texas, you got a race. That's okay. You can toot your horn. I'm just telling you.
I'm being serious.
If you come to Texas, you have a race.
Okay. With what kind of bike do you have, sir?
With a bike just like yours.
With a booster.
Or similar to yours. With a booster.
Okay. Okay, all right. I'll be you make sure I don't know you. You make sure
Chris
you come up to
me.
My trailer.
Chris knows me. Don't worry. All right. When I see you, I will come to your trailer.
Can I ask you something? I don't want to sound too personal. Are you what nationality are you? Are you Indian, African?
Does it matter?
No, I just want to know so I can recognize you. I mean, I don't want you to walk up in here.
I'm gonna tell you who I am. I'm not ashamed.
Okay.
When I was in Louisiana, I walked up to every trailer we could to go race. Trust me, if you come to Texas, you got to race.
So you're black?
Yeah.
White.
Okay, white. Black is the new white, okay? Or white is new black.
Are you trying to be funny now or what?
No, you're not telling me.
Because you were the one earlier talking about the name calling and all this other stuff, and now you want to...
I answered the question.
I said I was black.
Oh, you're black. Well, why it took you so long to say that? I mean,
I said it 5 minutes ago.
You said, does it matter? Okay, so you're black. So you come up to me.
Anyway, do you want to race or not? This ain't a comedy show, bro.
Wait. First of all, if I'm coming 15 hours, do you think I'm coming to look at you?
No, you don't have to look at me.
Let me go on, finish it up.
Let me, because we've got three callers been on hold for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and open the line. Okay. 1-870, man. Your line is open.
Yeah, to the guy that's talking about stuff because he got a race in the table.
Hey, this is Chad.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Where did you say he's calling?
I said, if Custom Cook had got a race when he come to Texas, what was the reason Possum didn't have a race this past year when he went to Texas?
I wanted to say that, but I ain't saying that. I don't want to come way out there for nothing. Chris, where's the guy from Dallas or wherever he's from, Texas? Answer the question.
We have a few more Texas. Hold on, let me go on and open up these lines. It's 9439. Your line is open.
Man, you need to tell Texas to wait a week before.
9439, your line is open.
Come on.
Something like that race in July.
All right. 3556. Your line is open.
I know. She got back fast.
Wow.
From NFL. 3556. Your line is open.
What kind of Eagle back there? Are you familiar with Chicago?
Ron, I think your line is open, man.
We talking about Chicago. Ain't nobody. I ain't coming to race in no Chicago. It's cold up there.
What?
Man. Chris, you talking about coming to race in Chicago. That's talking about be crazy.
All right.
Caesar don't like the cold. But you know what? I am coming to Dallas. And I guarantee you that.
I see that Dallas race there, the Promar guy would be there as well.
So, Chris, you're saying that as if I'm going to have to resort to racing a Promar?
I don't know if things get boring to you, whatever. We may have to do that, but I think.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, since we're getting on all these rules tonight, it ought to be a rule against. Grudge bike racing a Promar bike. Now, we need to put some rules in the game. Why do I have to race a Promar bike when it's all these grudge bikes out here?
Now, I'm going to tell you the reason why.
You ain't got to. You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't. But Cousin Kirk got on here one night and said he had a Promar engine on his bike. And unfortunately, it was about two or three, maybe five Promar guys on his phone listening to that. So they were like, well, if you got a grudge Promar is on your bike.
Chris, but a Promar has a wheelie bar and all that foolishness.
Thank you.
That ain't the same. It's not the same. They need to get off that.
Yeah.
They need to get off
that.
I'll tell
you too now, if I had a grudge bike that I thought maybe, but if I had a grudge bike that I thought was fast, then I would love to take that off and try to outrun a Promar. Because,
oh, yeah,
I mean, look at what you would gain outrunning a Promar.
Right, you're right, Chris. I would try them if I feel like I can, you know, stand a chance. I would try them. But
I'm,
you
know,
they're talking trash.
You know what? It's no, I cannot even put that on a piece of paper and add and subtract it because it don't make no sense, Chris. But you know what? If they let me get up out of there, head up and let me leave on a Promar with their Willie bars, they got action. They got action. And I guarantee you, because one thing about it, I'm flying Dan the Man in for that race. And I bet you won't get.
Do you think that's fair, Chris?
Doing that?
Do you think that's fair?
Well, like I said, the way I love to race and I love to be the underdog person, I would take that race. I would ask for anything with that race. I'd run him head up. I wouldn't ask for nothing. I would want
to
run that Promar bike head up.
It got to be for free.
Yeah, it's got to be for free.
From where I'm from, back in the old school, I don't ask for anything, man. If I feel like I can't run nobody head up, I don't say anything.
I just don't
race it.
That's right. You're right, Chris.
But you know what? I'm telling everybody, I don't have no problem running any Promar out there in Dallas. If we run head up and let me tap out of there, just let me tap out of there with my doggone low bar bike. Let me tap out of there, and I guarantee you, I'll put on a show. I ain't gonna say that. Just let me tap out.
I'm gonna tell you the
there.
Reason why that race don't happen because those guys. What they're saying that you may play on the light. And I'm not just saying that that's what they said, but I mean, if I was a girl and I knew a man over there on a two step, I'm going to play with
I'm
him
on
that
two step.
Chris, what you talking about? Come on, man. Chris,
I'm
on
a
two step.
I'm serious. Line up, head up, when the lights drop, you take off. If you don't, move on and we'll talk about another race.
You know what?
I think you're going to have to move on.
Man, what? Why come to Dallas?
Well,
I mean,
hey, but check this out, though, customer. If they come to you and want to race, then you can offer what you want.
Thank you. You know, and you know what? I don't hear nobody out there willing to race a Promar. But I guarantee you, I guarantee you this. If they give me the move, I got to leave in 3 seconds. Just give me 3 seconds. I'm on a two-step, too. I'm on a two-step. I can't sit there. But at the eighth of mile, I guarantee you ain't seen nothing but black and orange.
And I ain't just talking.
But I do feel you, though, Chris. I feel you. If you feel you got enough, do it.
Man, I get a kick out of racing something that I know I'm the underdog. That just makes me strive even more, you know.
Right.
But see, my thing is this, too, and I listen and hear a lot of people talk, is when people set for instance, give you one in the back tire, you win the race. Is that really fair for you to come back and say, I beat that race, and even knowing that the guy gave you one in the break?
Chris, this is how technical they are. They worried about weight. They saying so many pounds, you get temp off this and that, all this mathematics crap, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, they saying you got nitrous, I'm all motor. You should give me the break. And it hit, one in the hit or whatever. They got it all mapped out.
And you right about that, but I'm gonna take it back into more Bible days. When David hit Goliath with a rock, it was still a knockout. It was still a knockout. So no matter how you do it, if you knock a joker out, you knock him out.
Giving one in the back tie stuff, man, and then the person wins, then they celebrate. I don't feel like that's a win to me. I mean, to me, a win is when you just line up.
Let me sweeten the pot then. If I beat him with the hit, I turn back around, just like I said to him before, I turn back around and run him head up. The most I can stand is to get my money back. That's it. Because I'm going to win the first race.
I would make it a one-time race. See, that's part, like I said, myself, it'll be a head-up race the first race. If I lose, then I say, well, man, look, I tried, you know, whatever, and move on. But
Chris, you don't understand.
If I mess up and win.
You don't understand these motors we got on these bikes. If I'm getting ready to race a pro mod bike, I'm setting my bike on kill because I know I got to get out of Dodge. The chance of me coming back around and running another race is slim. It's clean.
Right.
You know, don't
you know
like,
hey, don't t- if you can't take it, don't take it.
Yeah, man, I ain't finna blow my bike up to prove a point to everybody. I race the fastest flat stick bike over there they got, you know, a bar and that it don't have a turbo. I'm not gonna race a turbo in the quarter. I'm not a fool. But, Chris, you put the fastest man, nicest man on there against me, and I race him. I race him. With no wheelie bars, flat slick 7 inches. I race him. I race him.
All right, bro. I'm sure the Texanian people.
Okay, you know what? One thing about the East Coast, and I'm not trying to bash the West Coast and try to turn this into an East Coast, West Coast thing, but I never heard anything fast coming from Dallas or coming from the West Coast. I never heard of any fast bikes. All the fast bikes are over here on the East Coast. I don't know why. Don't fault me for saying that, but I'm just going by the record. The fast bike is over here on the Eastern Seaboard, right over here. And I own one of them.
I guess y'all get to see that in July.
It's
not before then, because I'm sure some of these Texas guys going to call and going to try to find out when the nearest race is coming on, and they're going to try to sneak over here and get on cover her behind that car anyway. But
That's good. Maybe
they
got
troubles,
though,
ain't
they? Many troubles in Texas, though, ain't they? Man, the only thing a Texas guy can tell me is how to barbecue a T-bone steak. That's it.
There are fast bikes in Texas. It's just the coverage that the guys over there in Texas don't get compared to the guys over on the East Coast. Basically.
If Custom Cut comes, he's going to get a race when he comes to Texas.
Yeah, just like Possum got a race. Yeah.
Possum came up there fucking big, and I don't want to hear that. There was different things going on. Everybody got their own version of how it went down, asking for this, asking for that. So that's just how that went.
So what you telling me, Possum came way over there and started begging?
He asked a couple of people for land, not knowing if they bike running good or not. Just like he don't want to do certain races, people up here didn't want to do races. And I'm not speaking for everybody. And that race is passed.
Okay.
If Custom Cuts comes to Dallas, comes here, he's got a race when he comes in July.
Was it a weight issue?
It depends on who he was talking to. He asked a lot of people about races. I mean, like I said, I can't speak for everybody.
Right.
But if he comes this time, he got a race. I'm speaking because I said if you come to Dallas, you got a race. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, but I mean that's no guarantee. I'm coming regardless.
I know that.
And trust me, if
you're at the track, I will come find your trailer and we will try to race you.
Just say okay, Custom.
Just say okay, and then we can squash that there.
Chris, you know how it's gonna be.
Right.
Oh no! Let me tell you something. Now it's 15 hours for me to drive, and I'm not coming.
I understand that. I said if you come here, you got to race. So you gotta just say okay.
You know what? I'm trying to get used to this thing.
I don't want to hear what you're driving if you're not coming. You said you're coming anyway.
Hey, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Coming anyway.
Who?
Hi,
Neil.
I said my name is
Neil.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Neil. Sorry about that. Neil,
he
said
he's
coming anyway, so
Jamie
ain't got to ask.
He got a race. Yeah. And you know what? Jamie ain't got to ask no more. I'm going to race them with my boxers on with a cowboy boots.
You can do that.
It's a comedy show.
It's going to be like whenever Jigsaw 110 saw your bike, they claimed they ran everywhere, and then as soon as they seen the bike, they went to talk about it, and they backed down. That's the way it's going to be.
Man.
And then, you know, that wasn't Dallas. That was all the way from China. That's from China doing that. So, you know, he got enough sense to know what's going on. Dallas, Texas, you need to have enough sense.
China, man, they're making over there now. So they,
be scared. You know.
I wouldn't say this much too, man. Those guys over there in Texas are not just saying that just because of July, but those guys are upgrading, so I just want you to know, be weary, man.
You know what,
it's not
Chris,
the point of upgrading.
Okay.
He just thinks people don't race.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna bring my violin case and I'm gonna pull out my violin, and when I win the race, I'm gonna play the violin on the start line because that's what they need over there. They ain't nothing but, you know, never mind. I'm sorry.
Just listen to that little speech early in the program, man.
I'm learning. I'm in
real life. Let the mic do the talking, man.
Okay. Man, I like to relapse. Man. Chris, you don't know how hard it is for me to do this show tonight. I mean, I'm over here sweating.
Overall, man, it's going to be beneficial to you.
What?
Overall, it's going to be beneficial to you.
How much is it?
Okay, I just got a text from Fossil Crew. They told me to make sure I have a race locked in before I come to Texas. Now, that guy from Texas, Neil, are you willing to lock in a race with me before I come?
I am locking in anything with you. You said you're going to be here anyway.
No. I would give my money to Chris if you have a bike.
I just told you I'm not locking in nothing with you. If you're here,
we're going to find you the race.
You said you're going to be here. Listen to me. We went to Louisiana. We said we was going to race. We raced 9 times. If you're at the track, we're going to find you. We're going to race. If the bike's not right, we'll find something. We're going
to
race.
How much what?
We're at State Capitol.
You know what? We're at State Capitol. I really feel like.
But you got to look at it, Chris. Neil, depending on
his nephew or cousin to ride the bike. What if he don't show up that day and then Custom Cut is out on race?
Oh, that looks good.
Then
he's
going to ride nothing. Neil's not going to ride
okay.
nothing.
Because
yeah,
I'm like
225 pounds, I'll run you.
See, I like sleeping in my own bed. I ain't coming way over there just sleeping in a hotel room just for the age of it.
Listen, Custom Cuts. Don't make excuses. We go to the race. We go to the race to ride. If we're at the track, my nephew's at the track.
I'm driving 15 hours. At least I can have one.
You said you was coming anyway.
Wow.
You taking
okay,
that back now?
All in all, I don't want to come look at y'all because ain't nothing over there I want to see.
I just got a message from a person saying, Custom Cuts, you got a race over there in Texas.
Okay, well, lock it in, Chris. Take him that back and tell him, is he willing to lock in the race with me?
This person here, yes, they will be willing to lock in with you. That. I know it's about five more minutes left in this show, but we will get that taken care of.
Because on nothing over there scare me but Kobe Bryant, and I know he ain't going to be at the track.
He wants to know how much you want to lock in.
A G, a stack.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
And you need right,
hold
me
on,
to
what,
me, I tell you what, take me your PayPal. I'll put it in your account tonight.
Okay. All right, that's cool. Once we get this straight, I go out and make a little thing out there to let each and everyone know that the race is locked. But yeah, that person, they don't have no reason and no problem to lock in. So there you go. So you got two races now. With this other race here that the guy has said that he don't want to lock in with you, his little nephew, man, I'm telling you, that little dude there is hunting for fame. So I know that you definitely will get a race with them.
We'll see. I'm coming over there. I'm going to represent the East Coast. We'll see if I get a race. And I'm going to tell you, Chris, if I come way over to Dallas and I don't get no race, I'm not shaking no hands. I'm not holding nothing back. When I get on Grudge Talk the week after that, I'm going to show my true colors.
You would have a
there
right to
go.
Do that, man. You would have a right to do that. But until then, you can't do nothing but go out with the man's word. And I know that's hard to say, but between now and July, you would have you several races lined up.
We're going to see. I guarantee you, if I bring Possum, if I bring Headbuzzer, if I bring Air 51, it won't be nothing said at that track because the East Coast going to run the West Coast.
Oh, my God. Look, dude, ain't nobody scared of all that. We're going to, just like when you go there, they're going to want to do what they want to do.
Don't nobody know you.
That's good. You don't have to know me.
Don't nobody know you.
You don't have to know me.
That's good. You ain't nothing but a spokesman for somebody else's bike. You don't even own it. You don't even own
a
bike.
You find a ride of my way. I ride both of my bikes against whoever you got, buddy.
I'm an owner operator. I'm going to bring two tires to the track.
You can think I don't have a bike if you want to.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm going to bring
It doesn't matter if you own it, rent it. It don't matter. Just get in the
it
order
don't.
Box.
All right, just get in
we
the
order
box.
We're going to get
in
the order box.
Leave all that change
the word
stuff.
You don't care if you rent it, the bike.
Look, Chris, next week, Grudge Talk Radio, the topic needs to be who runs Grudge Racing, motorcycle Grudge Racing, East Coast or West Coast? Now, I guarantee it'd be the East Coast. The East Coast runs Grudge Racing.
We
hear that.
On that subject there, and the East Coast, they are a slight advantage of pretty much everybody else. Except for the odds are changing now, so the playing field is kind of leveling off a little. I'm hoping to see more races this year.
But Chris will never know until they race each other.
Right, exactly.
I'm fast too. I got the fastest bike in the world right now, but you'll never know it.
Right.
I can sit on the floor and talk all day. I got the fastest bike.
Yeah, you're all right. We got 40 more seconds left, man, for this. But I'm hoping to see some Grudge Racing this year.
Well, you better get the camera ready. you better get the camera ready because I already got that little post on my tail picking right here. You better get the camera ready because you want to know who's going to be the man in this thing. It's going to be Custom Cut. Custom Cut is going to take over West Coast Swings. Believe that.
I got you. I got you.
I like that. I like that.
All right, guys. Well, look, we're about coming to the end, so we're going to resume back next Wednesday. Hope we can keep it a little bit cleaner, man, just like we did this time. So, with that being said, guys, we're going to close the show down for tonight, but we will be back on next Wednesday.
Y'all be good.
All right, man. You all have a good night.
Peace.